had a policy session today over at the mansion. There were about 50 of us there, and he went through his kind of vision going forward, and of course taxes are at the top of it. And he did say, I'm going to call a special session, and I want a 0.25% reduction in personal income tax rate. That's what I'm asking for. And while we were sitting there, we all got pained with that he had actually called the special session.
Wow. Now, when people hear 0.25% lowering of their state income tax, they think, well, that's nice, but is that it? I guess you have to start someplace, right?
We cut the personal income tax rate in 2021. Several years ago, it was up at 7%, so now it's down at 4.75%. So periodically, the legislature has reduced taxes. At a minimum, I want to reduce the tax rate by 0.25. I wanted it to go along with a formula for slowly working down to zero. And there's more than one idea floating about how you could do that. I actually filed a bill this session to reduce the personal income tax rate by 0.25. And I have colleagues who filed the bills to lower the rate and then gradually work to zero. And there's been a bill filed about some sort of tax rebate. So there are various measures that all of us who want to see tax reduction accomplished have filed. One has been filed to reduce or eliminate the state grocery tax. That one's in there too. So those are all measures which we could act upon, or they could become part of a bigger plan. Within the Senate, we are very evenly divided into several different categories. Go to zero as fast as you can. That's a whole other topic to talk about. Cut the rate as low as you can right now. Go to a flat tax. Do the grocery tax. And those who say the economy's starting to slow down, oil and gas, all the federal money from ARPA is inflating, you know, the revenues coming into the state, and they just want to hit the pause button. And some would like to take the extra revenue that we're receiving and put it into infrastructure, put more of it into roads, put more of it here or there in things that are always needed. But to get back to the special session, on January 29, he is asked to come in and vote to reduce personal income tax rate 0.25%, which in a full fiscal year is about $200 million. And so individuals might think, well, this is just a drop in the bucket. But when you apply it to everyone, that's a significant investment. But I believe it's I think it's action we should take. Now, will it happen? I don't know. Will there be a vote taken in the House or the Senate or both? I don't know the answer to that yet. But the governor believes that before we get into session and start arguing about many other things, he thinks that we could come in and do this one thing and start off on a positive note, having taken part of the tax discussion off the table. Yes, and I'm up here putting the final touches on some bills because our internal deadline is tomorrow and all bills have to be filed by Thursday. So then the public will know everything that people are proposing to put on the table here for consideration.
Well, thank you very much for taking some time out of your very busy day to talk with us. We really appreciate it.